Chapter 21, Major Scales. Without music, life would be a mistake. Nietzsche. Musical DNA, the major scale. Facts on the internet are like notes on the trombone. Infinite in number, but most of them are wrong. Still, I read on the internet that if Western music were genetic material, the major scale would be its DNA. A more perfect analogy I have never heard. The major scale is related to nearly all music you're familiar with, from country to hip-hop, classical to jazz, grunge to punk. And the relationships within that scale give it its particular sound. And even though it may not be called the major scale in other cultures, this sound, this group of sounds, exists in many other types of music, even if they don't call it the major scale. So how is this related to other things in music theory? Other scales are described based on their relationship to the major scale. Intervals, the measurement of distance between two notes, are based on the major scale. Chord symbols are derived from the major scale. Remember our definition of a scale? A graduated series of musical tones ascending or descending in order of pitch according to a specific scheme of their intervals. With the chromatic scale, the scheme of intervals was half steps. With the major scale, the scheme of intervals is a pattern of whole and half steps. Remember that a whole step contains two half steps. Every scale has a letter name and a descriptive name. The letter is the bottom note of the scale, known as the tonic. The descriptive name tells you what kind of scale it is, like major, minor, blues, pentatonic, etc. For example, the D major scale would start on D and end on D and have the necessary whole and half steps that make up a major scale, what you're about to learn. So, enough words. An example will show you the pattern of whole and half steps for a major scale. The scale we'll use will be the C major scale because it has no sharps or flats in it. If you have your keyboard out and you use it to follow along, you'll understand these concepts much more quickly and more thoroughly. So, pull it out. Showing whole and half steps. Before I show you the scale, I've got to define a couple images used to show half steps and whole steps. If you play a bowed instrument, don't confuse these with the narrower up bow or down bow symbols written above only one note. These connect one note to another because they show whether it's a half step or whole step. And this is image one at the website, basicmusictheory.audio. And these images are a V for a half step, and the V can be inverted or right side up, and a bracket to show a whole step. If you have access to an actual keyboard, play the scale below. And on this website, you can find links to an actual virtual keyboard. The scale will be all white notes from C to C. You'll probably recognize the way it sounds. It's the C major scale. Ascending whole steps and half steps are shown in image 2. Remember, the natural half steps are between E and F and B and C. You can see those in this scale indicated by the half step sign, an inverted V. And that's image 2 on the website. Check it out. So those natural half steps between E to F and B to C in the C major scale give us the pattern of whole and half steps without the bother of accidentals. As you can see in image 2, the pattern for the C major scale is whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half, abbreviated WWH, WWWH. You should memorize this because this pattern of whole and half steps is the same for every major scale. Octave. This is as good a place as any to introduce you to the octave, a type of interval that contains a certain amount of notes. Like octopus and octagon, the octave also has an eight in it. Look at the scale above and count the notes from C to C. There are eight of them. That's an octave. From one letter name to the next note with the same letter name, either up or down, is an octave. So, to be more specific, the above scale, in example 2, is the C major scale, one octave, ascending, or going up. Scales with accidentals. Now we can take that pattern of whole and half steps and apply it to another scale. Let's start on F this time. Use your piano keyboard to fully understand this concept. Play it so you hear this concept. That's what you want. The F major scale. Here in example 3 on the website is the F major scale ascending with whole and half steps shown. In order for our series of whole and half steps to be correct, remember, whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half, we have to alter one of the notes. Look at your keyboard while you examine the whole and half steps in the F major scale to see where those half and whole steps fall. The B flat is necessary to get the half step between the third and fourth degrees of the scale. The B flat also gives us the whole step between the fourth and fifth degrees of the scale. A degree is a name for a scale tone and is usually associated with a number. For example, the fourth degree of a scale is the fourth note from the bottom. In the above scale, in example 3, because E to F is a natural half step, we don't need to alter either of those degrees of the scale to have the half step between the seventh and eighth degree of the scale. The G major scale. So here's the G major scale ascending with whole and half steps shown. Follow along with your keyboard and you can see where the whole and half steps should be for the major scale starting on G. Between the third and the fourth degree of the scale, where we want to have a half step, we have the natural half step from B to C. And between the seventh and eighth degree of the scale, in order to have a half step, we need an F sharp. And it just so happens that between the sixth and seventh degree of the scale, we need a whole step, and E to F sharp is a whole step. That's example 4 on this book's website. Major scales with many accidentals. The same technique can be applied to a scale with any starting note. Just for kicks, we'll do one with lots of flats and one with lots of sharps. You'll need to follow along with your keyboard for this one, so have it ready. You can find the printable version of that keyboard on this book's website. A major scale with lots of flats. Here's a major scale with 5 flats, the D-flat major scale, shown ascending with half steps indicated between degrees 3 and 4 and 7 and 8, just like all other major scales. And here in example 5 is the D-flat major scale in both treble clef and bass clef. A major scale with lots of sharps. Here in example 6 is the F-sharp major scale ascending with the exact same pattern of major scale whole steps and half steps shown. More enharmonics. Use your keyboard to understand the following concept. Take a look at the seventh degree of the F-sharp major scale above. That's the seventh note of the scale. It's an E-sharp, right? The enharmonic note that is the same pitch as E-sharp is F. It's that natural half step between E to F that causes this. Similarly, a B-sharp sounds the same as a C. Going the other way, F-flat is the same pitch as E, and C-flat is the same pitch as B. This can be a little tricky at first. Moving on. If you understand the major scale, you've got a powerful tool to unlock the intricacies of much of music theory. So be sure you know the ins and outs of this scale before you move on. If you haven't already, start memorizing all 12 major scales on your instrument. You can print them out for free on this book's website, basicmusictheory.audio. Coming up in the next chapter are key signatures, devices that are used at the beginning of a piece of music that tell you which notes are sharp and flat for the entire piece. Chapter 21, Study Guide. Number 1. What is an octave? It's the distance from one note to the next note with the same name. There are 12 half steps, or 6 whole steps, in an octave. Number 2. What is the series of whole and half steps for the major scale? That's whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half, or abbreviated WWH, WWWH. Number 3. What is the symbol for a half step? It looks like a V, and that V can either be upside down or right side up, and each arm of the V connect to the notes being measured. Number 4. What is the symbol for the whole step? That is a bracket, and like with the V, the arms of the bracket connect to each of the notes that are being measured. Number 5. Between which degrees of the major scale do the half steps occur? The half steps occur between the third and fourth and the seventh and eighth degrees of the scale. Or another way of saying that, the third and the fourth note and the seventh and the eighth note, need a half step between them. The others are all whole steps. Practical use exercises. Number one, on a blank staff that you can print from this book's website or draw your own, using the clef of your instrument, write an E-flat low on the staff. Use your keyboard to figure out the E-flat major scale. Write it down, then play it on your instrument. Does it sound right? Sing it, and make it musical. Play with it by varying length, articulation. Make it fun instead of just plodding up and down the scale. Be creative. Number two, do the same thing, this time starting on A. Play and sing the scale until it's memorized. Make it musical. Play with it by varying length, articulation, and anything else you can think of. Make it fun instead of just plodding up and down the scale. Also, don't always start at the bottom. Start in the middle. Start at the top. Start on some random note. The major scale is not a scale going up and down. It's just a group of notes. So if you can think about a major scale as a group of notes instead of a procession going up and down and always starting at the bottom, you will be way ahead of many other musicians who think of it that way. It's a group of notes, not necessarily in any order. Of course, at first, it's easier to get them learned if you do it in order. But don't stick with just that. Take it further. Number three, write out all 12 major scales. Learn them on your instrument. They will be of immense value in your progress as a musician.